This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Kerala, death toll in the massive landslide that devastated Wayanad yesterday has reached 157. 186 injured people are undergoing treatment in various hospitals. About 100 people are reportedly missing. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing. Several bodies are believed to be buried beneath the debris, while several others were washed away in the landslide into Cheliyar River in Malappuram district. In Jharkhand, restoration work is underway on a war footing on Tatanagar-Chakradharpur rail section of East Central Railway. The derailed bogies of ill-fated Howrah-Mumbai mail are being removed from the tracks. The General Manager of South Eastern Railway, Anil Kumar Mishra, said, rail traffic on this section is likely to be restored today. The Lok Sabha will now resume after it was adjourned till 12 noon today, following uproar by opposition parties demanding caste census in the country. When the House met this morning, Congress members tried to raise the issue. Later, members from Congress, DMK, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well, raising slogans in support of their demand. Speaker Om Birla repeatedly asked them to go back to their seats, but they continued with their sloganeering. Amid din, the Speaker tried to run the question hour. He said, disturbing the proceedings of the House in a pre-planned manner is not appropriate. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju criticised the opposition for their conduct in the House. He accused Congress of trying to weaken the country by making comments against the armed forces. Mr. Rijiju also alleged that Congress is trying to incite violence in the country. As the ruckus continued, the House was adjourned till 12 noon. Lakshman Prasad Acharya today took oath as the governor of Manipur. The swearing-in ceremony was held this morning at Raj Bhavan, Imphal. The oath of office was administered by the Chief Justice of Manipur High Court, Siddharth Mridul. Former Union Minister Santosh Kumar Gangwar today took oath as new governor of Jharkhand. The acting Chief Justice of Jharkhand High Court, Sujit Narayan Prasad, administered him the oath of post and secrecy at Raj Bhavan in Ranchi. Former Union Health Secretary and 1983 batch IAS officer Preeti Sudhan has been appointed as the chairperson of the Union Public Service Commission, UPSC. President Draupadi Murmu has approved the appointment of Ms. Sudhan. She will take charge on the 1st of August. Ms. Sudhan will succeed Dr. Manoj Soni, who resigned earlier this month before the end of his tenure. Political head of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh has been assassinated in Tehran. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said in a statement today, Haniyeh was killed alongside one of his bodyguards at his residence in the Iranian capital while he was in the town to attend Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian's swearing-in ceremony yesterday. Israel says it has killed a top Hezbollah commander after carrying out a strike on a southern suburb of the Lebanese capital, Beirut, yesterday. The Israeli military says Fawad Shukri was the target of an intelligence-based elimination by fighter jets. He was responsible for a rocket attack on the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights on Saturday, which killed 12 people, mostly children. Prime Minister of Vietnam, Pham Minh Chinh, has arrived in New Delhi for a three-day state visit to India. He is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, deputy ministers and business leaders. Prime Minister Chi has scheduled to hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will host a luncheon in his honour. Prime Minister Chi will also meet President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will also call on the visiting dignitary. Boxers, archers, shuttlers and shooters will be in action for India on day 5 of the 2024 Paris Olympics today. Boxer Lavlina Borgohain will begin her campaign against Aniva Hofstad of Norway. In shooting, Aishwarya Pratap Singh Tomar will compete in the men's 50-meter rifle three-positions qualification event. Tuesday was another medal-winning day for India's shooting queen Manu Bhakkar at Shatuuru. She teamed up with Sarabjot Singh to claim bronze in the 10-meter air pistol mixed event to create history in what was a red-letter day for Indian sports. She can add to her already astonishing legacy if she makes it 3 medals in a row by claiming a podium finish in the 25-meters pistol event. The Indian hockey team defeated Ireland 2-0 to stay on course for consecutive Olympic medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.